AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House is floating the possibility of invoking a national emergency to pay Transportation Security Administration workers. This is senators review a last and final offer to end the Homeland Security funding impasse that's jammed airports with hours-long security lines. Maria Loza was in one in Houston.
I had to change my flight. I came here more than 3 hours. I have been in line for 2 hours, and I think I have 1.5 hours ahead still.
President Trump's delay threatened U.S. strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure and extended his deadline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz until April 6. Still, Tehran's publicly dismissed Trump's 15-point ceasefire plan. Ed Donahue has more.
Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Iran rejects the U.S. ceasefire proposal, saying this is not our war. We did not start this war, and we want to end this war too, but in a way that is not repeated again. President Trump has a different view.
They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants specifics from the president.
What we see is chaos and confusion in our classified briefings, in the public statements of this administration. I come away from these classified briefings knowing less than when I went into them.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks had their worst day since the war started, the Dow falling about 1%, the S&P 1.7%, and the NASDAQ 2.4%. In federal court in New York, a judge pressed the Trump administration about its basis for barring Venezuela's government from paying former President Nicolas Maduro's legal fees in his drug trafficking case. Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, argued the deposed leader's rights are being violated. The U.S. government hasn't allowed the funds because of sanctions on Venezuela. This is AP News. If you're following college basketball's March Madness and have a bracket, there is still one perfect one out there. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The only person left out of millions who entered men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets in ESPN's competition is an eighth grader from suburban Pittsburgh. His name is Otto Schellhammer, and the 14-year-old is enjoying his one shining moment. He is 48-0 through the first weekend of the women's tournament. He'll try to push it to 56-0 when the Sweet 16 takes place on Friday and Saturday. The record for ESPN's competition is 57-0. The odds of a perfect bracket are steep. Most mathematicians put the number at around 1 in 28 billion. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Friday's women's games start with Notre Dame-Vanderbilt, then UConn versus North Carolina, followed by UCLA-Minnesota, and Duke-LSU to cap the night. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.